This is the Dharma talk from หลวงพ่อทองใบประภัสโร from วัดนาหลวงโมนาสรี in Udon Thani, Thailand. The topic is about prepare yourself to practice in this Vansa. The Dharma talk was given on the 15 July 2016. Today, I want to open the course for everyone to practice. And this course is about practice the Dharma. It's really different from the course that normal people they're using in the normal world.Is the course that the Lord Buddha declared before he went to Nirvana. Ayang Tathakatassa Pacchima Vaccha. The Buddha said this is the main course. And Sutta, that means you need to listen first. But right now we don't listen first.But we set up the course first, and then we study later. But the Buddha said, you should listen first. Listening is not the evidence. But listening is like you planting the Dharma deep inside your mind. Hell is in eyes and ears.Nirvanas also live in the eyes and ears. And also for enlightenment, it could happen at the eyes and ears. In this year 2016, I will bring my sons and my daughters to come out from the deceiving in this world.Because we have fall in the traps or fall in a hole of Mara or demon and they are cheating on us. It happened like this because we already remember the main cross in the practice. What we remember in the course of the practice, this kind of course of practiceis similar from the stupid kids. The meaning of stupid kids is not about like adult kids or the old age, but it's about like the knowledge that you have is quite weak. This knowledge is not strong enough to kill the five men. This knowledge is not powerful like the supreme sila, supreme dharma, supreme panya.And it's not powerful enough to destroy defilement. So consider it's like the knowledge from the stupid kids. So I can say this is the knowledge, but it's known ultimately. And it makes the brain get dirt.Or is knowledge like a good student that passed the exam and got certificate. But it's so different from the knowledge that happened from enlightenment. So today you have to listen first because I will bring you to the course that we should learn and practice.This is the reference to the right practice. Or going to the Patisampitta Magga. The first course we call Trisika. So this is the reference to the Sammapatibhat or right practice. The right practice means practice normally. And no delusion inside. And start from the samadhi or right understanding. Until the samadhi or the right meditation. This we call samapatibat or the right practice. And for patisampitta mark, this means practice on the right path of the Eight Noble Paths. And this starts from the Soda Patimakkha. And no delusion in this knowledge. So, we use the cross of the Trisika and then referring to the Sammapatibhat on the right practice. And then we still refer to the Ariyamak, this means the Eight Noble Path. But for Patisampitamak, it's a bit different. This means this is the path from the practitioner who have success or attained to some enlightenment already. It's like they start to get enlightenment from Sodaban level. So it's like the path of Sodaban, and then the path of Sakitaka, and then the path of Anaka, until the path of the Arahant. So this we call Patisampitta Mark. So therefore, we listening before we practice. So you need to open yourself first. It's like the waxing moon. It need to open itself first. And for the waning moon, it's close and hide itself. So therefore this year, we will not practice like the waning moon. We will open ourselves. When we start to enter the right practice, we will have the right understanding or samadhi. And we have the right thought. So all of this you need to open and declare yourself. And then you can check yourself that you think it's right or not. Your speed is right or not. Or your action from the body is right or not. You need to take action. And then the other, they can see it. Or you can talk or give the speech. And the other person, they can hear it and listen to it. Or even though your mind, you can show it and people can feel it. So it's like the flower that blooming in the middle of the forest, and all the insects are welcome. No hate inside this flower. And therefore, when all the insects that climb and fly around this flower, it makes the flower more happier. And all the insects won't hurt this flower. In fact, it gives the benefit for this flower. And the insect can mix the pollen together. And that could make the flower become fruit. So listen carefully. Don't act like stupid people and pretend that you know everything. Because you will be ashamed and embarrassment with these insects. So when the insect makes the pollen and the syrup from the flower together, it's not from one insect, but from the millions of these insects. And also, from the millions of the flower in this tree, when these insects work with the pollen and the syrup, finally, from the million flower will change to be the million fruit. It will be the same fruits in the same tree, and the taste is never changed. It will be sour, it will be sour. It will be sweet, it will be sweet. So this is very different from the delusion of knowledge that the people they study today. Because that kind of knowledge, it destroys the pollen, it destroys the flower, and destroy family and clan. So this is mean that you don't know the main cross of the practice. You don't have the referent in the practice. So what I have on this referent for the queen bees, I give to Jawad, the abbot. And for the king's bee, I give to Rongja Awad, the wise abbot. So these two persons have the duty to mix the pollen and the syrup together and make the flower become fruit and use the short time to do this. In this 3 months, I expect we have the fruit to eat. You must be smart. Vinaya or discipline is the pollen. The Dhamma is the syrup. And we mix them together and make the fruit. So this we call the pot and the fruit. This is all the reference. Don't study to cheating yourself and the other body. Don't waste your time with that. As they study and consuming the sensual desire together. Because this is not the Samma Patibat or the right practice. This is not the Patisampitta mark. So stop and remove this system. When the flower bloom, the flower won't bloom in the cave, but it's blooming on the top of the tree, on the earth. If you have the Supreme Sila inside, you have to open yourself as the flower that can bloom outside in the outdoor, in the morning, at noon, or in the evening. So that can invite the insects from 4 direction or 8 direction that come to take the pollen or the syrup inside the flower. So but nowadays your practice, the way that you practice is the same like my practice or not? It's not. Because I will never practice like you, even though 1 centimeter. It's no way I will never practice like you. So today I will open and disclose this. 12 years I practice in a room. I never practice like this doctrine. Never practice like this. Because I am smart. I got blessing from the Dharma. That the Buddha give me the size. It's like the Buddha statue, the pagoda, and the Bodhi trees. As like the evidence inside to show me. There's no delusion deceiving inside. So therefore today, you need to listen carefully. The way that we should practice, and then we can have the fruit easier, faster, and more comfortable in the practice. Clean, clear, bright, peaceful, and comfortable. And don't need the delusion to different. We need to have the supreme sila as the center and use the supreme panya as the beginning and use the supreme mind as the end. So the supreme panya or the supreme wisdom we use is as the beginning. So we use them is like the leader. We use the wisdom to control the practice to make sure that your practice won't hurt yourself or hurt the other. Because in the practice, if you start to hurt yourself or hurt the others, so what the result after that? You will have the offense, you will have dislike, you will have dissatisfaction, you will have hate, anger, rampage, envy, jealousy, all of this will come. So, and then your practice will turn to be the fire that burning the wood. And it keep burning like that. That's why your mind cannot be clear. It's extremely delusion. This is upanaha and makkha. And it's not perfect. It's not like the blooming flower. So this is the reference that we need to use the wisdom first. Panya is like the sweet syrup. And the second is the supreme sila. Sila is like the middle. It's like the core of the middle. And the sila is like the nice meal. It's like the frankincense that spread around directions. It's very nice meal from sila. Silang kantang kantu kanta is really nice smell fragrant. Just go around everywhere. And then the sila come to mix with the panya. The morality that's come to mix with the wisdom. A person who have the sila and the panya inside. So that person must have the path and the fruit of enlightenment at the essential of his life. So what we will use to mix the sila and the panya together? We use the samadhi to mix them together. Samadhi is the clever mechanics. Where is samadhi? So there is the sati. Where is sati? So there is the effort. So we use all of them to mix together. When the panya or wisdom mix with the sila or morality, then we will have the right practice or sammapatibhat. And then we will have the fruit of patisampitta mark. Don't need to do the other thing. Don't need to renew everything. And no doctrine inside, because we destroy the ego or self inside. And no jail, no imprison yourself. And this will be the beautiful flower with beautiful lobes. And all the insects, all the bees love to come to this flower. So this is the main cross of the practice that I refer in. So this is the way that we will practice in this year. And you need to practice like this. then it's good way to practice because you will not imprison yourself or deprive yourself or control yourself, put down yourself to stay in form or in Vedana, the feeling. So and this will make you become the enemy to fight with attachment. We have to listen to this and follow this because we are the disciple of the Buddha. So the abbot and the wise abbot will be these two persons to take care of this course. If the wise abbot is not here, then the abbot will look after this. So it's like the big queens that will take care and look after the beehive, and in this beehive have the millions of bees, and she are able to see every bees, and she can order or command every bee. So it's like when the 3 a.m. this bee queen can order or command everyone to get up and tell all the bees to fly to all direction and fly the blooming flower and don't go for budding flower. What is the budding flower? The budding flower is like the ruffian or the stupid people that go together. Only stupid insect that go to the budding flower. For the smart bee, they will go to the blooming flower. And because the budding flower is like the stupid people or the ruffian that they join together, they cannot open. It's like the flower cannot be bloom. Don't let it happen in this temple. If you are not good enough to practice to make yourself clean, clear, bright, happy, peace and comfortable, so you better go. You better leave this temple. Don't cause trouble to the others because you will make a bad karma. Because the great bad karma is you cause the trouble or you give the difficulty to the others. So difficulty, the hardship or worry, don't make it happen at here. So when you listen to this and you have this referent, it's better to make yourself as the bee. Don't make yourself as the neighbor bee, the Mara bees. So make sure you are a person who are easy to take care. And you get used with the practice and with the discipline. So whoever is like the fish and the water, the tiger and the forest, the teacher and the student, or the mother and the son, they need to know each other really well and live together really well. I won't let you practice with no one to take care or with no family to handle this. I will make sure you practice and you have a person who take care of you. It's like you know where is the four direction to go. Who is in the front of you, who is behind you, who is in the left or right of you, or whether in the upper or lower of you. So of this direction, you must know who they are. Otherwise, you cannot be a teacher to teach people. Why you come to meet me and see me here? Why wherever I go, I will all have friends or people to support me, because I am a smart person. Wherever I go, I always have friends or people come to support me. But look at you, when you go, usually you stay alone. This is the one reference. You can see it clearly why it happened like this. Because you don't have the sila and panya. And you don't have the meditation or samadhi to mix them together. When you don't have samadhi, then it will turn out to be the mara or demon. First, you will have no friend. Or you will have a bad friend. And then the second, you will have the enemy. And the third, you will have a blemish. Next, you will have a foreman. And next, you will have a killer. All of this will happen and arise in your mind because you don't have samadhi. That's why the sila, morality, and the panya, wisdom, is like the original place to have enlightenment. So when you listen and hear this, can you change yourself or develop yourself to stay in clean, clear, bright, peaceful, calm, and comfortable? This is enough. And you won't have anything to annoying your mind, your eyes, your ears, because you have the freedom. The rocks in the mountain, the rains in the thunderstorm, they never argument or fight to each other. So the bandit who love the Dharma of the Buddha is the same. They never fight or have argument to each other. So this is the data that I give to you. So the main cross, we need to have the Trisika to make sure that it become the right practice or the Sammapatibat. Don't take the other thing to insert inside the practice. So but if you try to add something inside this practice, to change the way of the practice, to make it become like the doctrine, to believe in the karma, believe in God, believe in or believe in prophecy. So you better to leave this place. Don't make your friend get dirt with this. The great big ocean will never receive the dead cough on the surface. When the tiger died in that forest, then that forest will have no tiger. It's the same thing. If there is the dirt in the temple, then that temple, we don't have the noble monk. You can see it. So I summarize, if you have the sila or morality, and you have the panya, the wisdom, you have two of them first, make them to start first, and then the anchor and the delusion will stop. When the anchor and the delusion stop, but only greed that still remain inside. Then we come to practice to grow the samadhi, the effort, the sati. And then the greed, which is at the power of the craving of lust, will stop at its thing immediately. So it's like you grab the tail of the snake and then you spin it around for 10 times. And then when you put down the snake cannot go anywhere. The snake had no power, no strength inside. The same thing. When you practice with the morality, with the wisdom, with the samadhi, it will make the strength of lust, greed, anger, or ignorance to stop and destroy all of them. Or the sperm will be dry and never come back. So that's why I can guarantee, if you can extinct the greed inside, then the sperm or semen will be dried. And when the anger and ignorance terminate and stop, then you can cut the stream of the circle of suffering. This is the right thing from the right practice. And this is Patipatha Mark. So we don't need the other reference. We only need this reference to refer all the main course of the practice, because we use the Trisika. And the second main course in the practice, we use the Tailak, or the three characteristic, to practice in the Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, and also use this dialogue to practice in the body, speech, and mind. So we need to use this dialogue in this practice, in the Sila, morality, in Samadhi, meditation, in Panya, the wisdom. In the body, speech, and mind, they are non-self. It's non-self, it's nothing. Even though the panya or wisdom is really smart, really clever, but it's non-self. Even though the beautiful sila or the samadhi, they are also non-self. Because sila is non-self, samadhi is non-self, and panya is non-self. For Tailak, or T characteristic, when we use that, it will destroy self or ego inside. Because we stay in anatta or non-self. But for you, it's not just the normal self, not the normal atta, but it's extremely atta. It's called Ataman. So you know when you have the atta like this, it's like the big enemy to block or shut the way from nirvana. As only remain the ruffian inside the mind. And the second, when we use the word dukkha or the suffering, when you stay with the suffering, then you will not consume or taking any happiness. Even though the happiness from see, from hear, from contact, from feeling, or from knowing, you will not take any happiness from that at all. Because you know that in that people think it is happiness, but actually it's suffering. And you know it's suffering, you will not consume it, you will not eat it, you will not take it. Like you know this is the fire, it's hot and burn. I will not touch it. And when you know this is the suffering, I will not take it, I will not consume it. So I will not be suffer at all. So this is the way that we use the suffering to practice. And then the next step is, what is the permanent things in this world? Actually, it's not. The moment of arising, so it's the moment of the extinct. So anything that arise and fall, arise and cease, so that thing is impermanent. So anything that's impermanent, so that thing is the emptiness and not belong to anyone. So if we use the main cloth to practice like this, then the Arahant will arise in you. It will make you become a clean person, not a dirty person. Because the Arahant, they use the Trilak. Anatta destroy atta. Non-self destroy self. Dukkha destroy sukha. This means the suffering destroy the happiness. Or santati destroy the arise constantly. Even though in the past, in the future, in the present moment, when you have the anicjang, it's impermanent, it all will destroy the arise and cease, birth and death that keep continue, happen constantly like this. But with anicjang, it can destroy this. Because anicjang is impermanent. The past is impermanent. The future is permanent, or in the present moment impermanent. All of them just die finally. So this is the impermanent. When we use the Tailak or T characteristic like this, what will happen with us next? What will we get from this? When the bees mix and blend the pollen and syrup and the fragrance together and take the pollen on the bee legs and fly back home. So the same thing with us. When we practice to make sure we have the path and the fruit, and finally we have nirvana, we will not be a ruffian anymore.